Hello.
Hi, Taliba. It's Abigail from Family First Care. How are you?
I don't have the first name. Y'all calling more than telemarketers.
Hello?
Y'all calling more than telemarketers.
I can't hear you so well.
I say y'all calling more than telemarketers.
Okay. I'm trying to help you get through your application process so you can get your home care services.
Okay. Go ahead.
Would you like to proceed with Family First Care?
Yes. What?
Yes?
Yes.
Okay. So I want to know if you were able to book that assessment with the broker that I gave you the number for a couple of times.
Book what assessment?
So I spoke with you two times, or three times actually. And I gave you the number for the broker to book your first assessment so you can continue your enrollment process. I also texted you two times the number. Do you remember me speaking
with
you?
What do I have to do on my end?
So you have to call the number that I gave you and ask them to book your first assessment.
My first assessment?
Yes. You have to book an assessment with the broker. Just call the number I gave you and ask them if you can book your assessment with the broker.
I haven't even been to my physician for them to approve me for this stuff.
Your physician isn't approving you. Our program, Family First Care, will be approving you for your caregiver. For your caregiver to get paid.
Okay.
So, you have a caregiver, correct?
No, I don't. I'm trying to be the person that's being the home healthcare aid person.
I guess I went onto
a website and it said I'm approved to get home healthcare aid.
Yes. So you need an aid, correct?
I don't get my bipolar medicine no more or anything, so I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to get approved to get it.
Okay, do you need a caregiver at home?
I guess if I have a bipolar, that doesn't mean that I need a home healthcare aid person.
So do you want a home healthcare aid? Do you want to get approved for that?
Sure.
Okay, so that's why I'm calling. I'm trying to help you get through this process so we can get you your caregiver. But I see you, so you're saying you don't have a caregiver?
No, I don't.
Do you have someone you want to use as your caregiver?
My son, yes.
Oh, okay. So that's why we're calling. We're trying to help you get your friend to be your caregiver. Okay?
My son, not my friend, my son.
Your son. Okay, I'm sorry, your son. I heard friend. Anyway, so your son wants to get paid to be your caregiver, correct?
Correct.
Right, that's why I'm calling you. Our company is here to help pay the caregivers so that they get paid for their job, okay? So now, I've been giving you this number to call for your first assessment so we can get through your application so your son can get paid, okay?
So I had to call this person and do what?
Call them and ask them to book your first assessment. But Taliba, do you want me to go through your son to get do all these little details?
Do I want you to go through my son?
Do you want me to speak with your son so he can get through the process maybe on a faster pace?
He's not here right now.
Okay. Do you think you can call up the broker and ask them to book your first assessment?
I guess. What is the number again?
I texted it to you 2 times. Do you want to check if you got my text?
I don't see no text.
I'm texting you hi now. And you can look back up. Let me know if you get that, okay? Let me know if you just got a text that says hi. Sorry. Yeah. I texted it to you.
You're a Medicare beneficiary. Now, to see how it
did you get my hi?
When? Just find out how easy it is to get.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And you see the 2 texts above that?
This is Abelia. Abigail?
Yes. Hello?
I see it.
You see it? You see the 2 texts above my high?
So the 877-550-4227. Is that the number I'm supposed to be calling?
Yeah. You're calling them up, and you're asking them to book your first assessment, okay?
All right, I'm about to call them now.
Okay, just one more thing I wanted to ask you before you go. When this broker comes down to your house, he's going to give you a form that you can fill out by your doctor. But instead of going down to your doctor to fill it out, I can book a call for you. Someone could call you up, and they'll ask you a few questions over the phone, and you'll answer for them, and they can fill out the form so you don't have to take it to your doctor. Would you rather that? Would you rather have a call than going down to your doctor?
I guess.
Okay. I actually, okay, I think we discussed this last week, actually, and they tried calling you 2 times. I see you here right now. If you can just look out for a New York number, they're going to call you within the next 48 hours, hopefully, and you can just pick up, and then you're going to book a time for this call, okay?
Somebody from a New York number going to call me?
Yeah, someone from a New York number is going to call you. Just answer if you have a New York number calling you, okay?
Okay, so I have to call the number first.
Yeah, first call this number, the 877 number, okay? Taliba?
Taliba.
Sorry, Taliba.
Call 877 number.
Yeah, when we hung up, you're going to call the 877 number, and you're going to ask them to book your first assessment, okay?
Okay.
Can you do that right now and call me back with the date and time?
Okay.
Okay, thank you so much, Taliba. Okay, you're calling them?
I'm about to hang up with you.